Isaiah 49, verse 20 to 21. The generations born in exile will return and say, "We need more room. It is crowded here." Then you will think to yourself, "Who has given me all these descendants? For most of my children were killed, and the rest were carried away into exile. I was left here all alone. Where did all these people come from? Who bore these children? Who raised them for me?" 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. But we were as Gentile among you, as a mother feeding and caring for her own children. We loved you dearly, so dearly, that we gave you not only God's message, but our own lives too. Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. But the other woman, Sarah, represents the heavenly Jerusalem. She is the free woman, and she is our mother. Revelations 19, verse 7. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for your word. God, I pray that you'll speak to every heart. Lord, that you'll anoint your servant, Lord, to speak your word. God, we give you the praise and the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise with you tonight? Hallelujah. I want to speak to you tonight, the church, a mother. The church, a mother. You can be seated. Being a mother is a great responsibility. It's not an easy job. Amen. It's long hours. Hardly any pay. Amen. There's no benefits. You can go on and on and on. But folks, I want us to look at that tonight as the church is a mother. And she always did stand in that relationship to all her members. Every member of the church individually is a child. Take us all together, we make up the mother, the church. And the church is a mother because it is her privilege to bring forth into the world the spiritual children of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is left in the world that she may bring out the rest of God's people that are still in the strongholds of sin. If God had willed it, he might have brought all of his saints or all of his children by the mere effort of his own power. But God, who hath taken the church to be his bride, has chosen to bring men to himself using the church, her ministers, her children, her workers, her sufferings, her prayers. The church is right to take the title of mother. You see, but when a sinner is born again, the church business is next to, when somebody is born again, the next thing a church needs to start doing is feeding them. Folks, it is not enough that she has brought them to Christ. It is her responsibility to feed them and raise them and help them to understand the things of God. She gives to them the unadulterated milk of the word through her ministers and through her servants and through her different departments in the church. She endeavors to satisfy the longing of their souls with the bread of life. She gives them food convenient for them. She feeds them by her doctrine and by her ordinances. She bids them to come and eat and drink at her table. And it is her desire, the efforts to supply all their spiritual needs, amen, by feeding them, befeeding their understandings and feeding their afflictions and their hearts and every part, amen, and power of the mind and soul, the church labors to feed. The church isn't content with feeding. It is her responsibility to train up her children. The church looks out for the every babe in Christ, and they can find and they can seek to instruct these babes. And when they are instructed, folks, the church receives them into her arms, and she takes them to be hers, to be trained, to be for future deeds and usefulness to the kingdom. She trains up some of the children to be captains in the Lord's host. She puts the sword of the Spirit into their hands and encourages them to use it in fighting the master's battles. She trains up others of her sons and daughters to teach still the younger ones. And these are she puts into her schools, and she trains up all of her children. She says to come, go and labor for your Lord in his fields and extend his kingdom wherever you can. The church will deserve the name of mother. The church, will he always be ready to nurse her children when they become sick. In the church family, there are always some sickly ones, not only sick in body, but sick in spirit. And never does the church, folks, appear so truly as a mother as she does to these. And over, folks, over these she will be, if she is what she should be, particularly watchful and particularly jealous. Amen. The strong shall have her affection, yet the weak shall have the double. Amen. Those who are standing up shall be helped, yet those who are cast down shall be helped the more. Hallelujah. The weak lamb, the wandering sheep within the church, she watches. She knows her duty is like the Lord's, and to bind up the brokenhearted and to comfort those who mourn. She continually encourages her ministry to bring forth blessings out of the storehouse. And when the church is in proper order, she will nurse the weak. Paul said, we are gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children. So will the church do through her ministers. Amen. She will be watching for souls of men, especially for those souls that are sad, the saddest and the most cast down and the most subject to temptation and to trial. She will watch over them, and she will nurse them. She will work until she brings all of the children up, amen, to her husband in heaven. She is expecting him to come by and by. And when he comes, it will be her joy to meet her husband in the air. Amen. Every time, folks, I give the right hand of fellowship to a new member, especially those who just were brought in from the world, Christ's voice is saying to the church, take these children and nurse them for me, and I will give thee the wages. Hallelujah, folks. We have, whenever members are given to us, a great charge under God, hallelujah, to nurse them for him and instrumentally to advance them in the road to heaven. But in all of this, the church is a poor mother if her God is not with her. Come on. I said, in all this, if God is not with us, we are poor. Come on. Hallelujah. She can do nothing in bringing forth, nothing in nurturing, nothing in training, nothing in preserving, and nothing, folks, at last in bringing her children home, unless the Holy Spirit dwells in her and sends her strength to accomplish all of the things that God asks us to do. The church then is a nursing mother. Our purpose as mother is to teach our children the commands of God faithfully and continuously. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 through 9, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I have commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in thy way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Notice what the writer does not say to be concerned about the external trivial things, but he tells us to be concerned about the commands of God and to teach them to our children from the beginning to the end of the day. Amen, folks, he didn't leave any room for kind of resting here. Amen, we are to be about our Father's business, teaching our children all the things of God from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. We need to be convinced, hear me today, church, we as a church, as the mother, we need to be convinced of what is right and what is wrong. We don't have any room to dabble. Do everything you can to not allow, folks, the influences of the world to convince us otherwise. We need to fight for God's family. Amen. Satan will do everything in his power to tear down the walls of spiritual protection around those that you love. We should be concerned for what the future holds for our children. We must stand up and fight tonight. What kind of nation, folks, will be left to our future generations? Amen. Will we settle for the places where the slaughter of millions of unborn children is accepted? Or our country that denies Christians the right to public display of faith? Today, let's stop, amen, and let's step into the ring today, folks, and say, I am going to fight for the body of Christ. I'm going to fight for my family, amen. I'm not allow the worldly stuff to influence my family. No more sitting in the shadows waiting for our children and our families to be destroyed. Amen? Folks, Mother Church, it's time to roll up your sleeves and putting on your gloves and begin the fight for our family. Nehemiah 4, verse 14. Then as I looked over the situation, I called together the nobles and the rest of the people and said to them, don't be afraid of the enemy. Hear me today, folks. Do not be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters and your wives and your homes. Have you looked over the situation in our world lately? Come on. Half of all marriages end in divorce. Maybe it's even more. Even among Christians. Come on. Drug use in middle school students is on the rise. The average age of sexual activity is 11 and 12. And according to Dr. Dobson, focus on the family, children see violence, rape, adultery, burglary, drug use, vulgar language on primetime TV on a regular basis. Teen pregnancy is still an epidemic. Teen suicide still happens and on the rise. The average age is 15. Folks, do not be afraid of the enemy today. Amen. He is not all powerful. He is not and does not win in the end. He must flee when you rebuke him. He is under our feet. Remember, folks, the Lord, he is great. He is glorious. He is powerful. He is all-knowing. Folks, Mother Church, fight for your families and for your homes. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight for a true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses. Folks, amen. If you won't stand and fight for what you believe in, you are willing to fall for anything. Ephesians 6 verse 12, where we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Is there anybody in this mother church tonight that ready to stand and fight for your family, fight for your brothers and your sisters, fight for your neighborhood? How do we fight for our family? How do we fight for our family? Hallelujah. How do we fight for our family? We must be guardians for our family. A guardian is one who protects, one who guards over and against. I'm telling you tonight, folks, we need to guard our children. We need to guard our spouses. We need to guard our relatives, our loved ones. We have to be a shield. First Timothy 5 verse 8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That is an unbeliever. Folks, what do we guard them against? What do we guard them against? I think we need to guard them against Hollywood's influence, TV, all the toys that come out of Hollywood, amen, the internet, kids' cartoons, shows and games and filthy porn sites, the ungodly fashion of the secular world. Boys, I'm telling you tonight, folks, boys should look like boys. They should act and talk like them. They ought to dress like them. Girls should look like girls, act like them and talk like them and dress like them. Guard them against the counterfeit for true worship, the devil, what he calls music. Amen. Guard them against the hundreds, maybe even thousands of predators and unregistered sex offenders in our land. If any mother ready to stand and fight for their family tonight, come on, is there anybody here ready to fight for your family? All this stuff that I'm talking about, the world and its secularism and all that stuff, folks, it does not belong in the church. Come on, that's what I'm telling you tonight. We got to fight for it. We got to stand up and say wrong is wrong and right is right. Mother Church, folks, stand up as defenders for the family. Defender is a person who defends someone or something from attack and assault or injury. Hallelujah, church. Defend the traditional family values of the Word of God. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. The family is made up of a man and a woman who have left their parents. Amen. And they're cleaving to one another and they're becoming one. That is the biblical definition of marriage. Folks, church, defend that definition. Amen. I said defend that definition. Stand up as an advocate, as a supporter, and a fan of traditional home life. I'm telling you tonight, folks, America's in trouble. Homosexuals' lifestyles are being widely accepted, even to the point that so-called churches are voting to accept them in their pulpits. Bisexuals, swingers, and partners, partner swapping is an abomination to the things of God. The enemy is hurling things at the church at record astonishing pace. And if we don't stand up for it, who will? If there ought to be anybody in this nation standing up, it ought to be us apostolics saying, hey, we are not going past this. Hey, amen. We're not allowing that in our lives. We as Christians, God-fearing, Bible-believing, Holy Spirit breath-breathing believers must defend our families from the attack of the enemy. The men and women of old fought for their families. And folks, church tonight, it's time we do the same. Defend our home. See, Moses fought and he delivered his family from bondage. Noah protected his family from the flood. Joseph provided for his family during famine. David killed giants, preserving his brother's lives. Esther approached the king and saved an entire nation. Abraham fought to free Lot, his nephew, from captivity. Ruth fought to provide for her mother-in-law. Jacob fought at Laban to win his family. Jairus fought for the deathly ill daughter, her healing. A father brought his demon-possessed son. A mother brought her demon-possessed daughter to Jesus to be set free. Folks, church, amen, are you fighting for your family? Amen. Are you defending them against the enemy? Is anybody ready to stand? Is anybody ready to fight for your family tonight? Your neighborhood? Anybody ready to fight for your workplace? Come on, folks. As apostolics, trust in your God. Never fear. Hallelujah. We must be champions for our family. A champion is a role model. It's an example. The best because of their experience. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26, therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. Come on, folks. Don't just be out there swinging at nothing. You need to understand. You need to know what you believe in, and you need to stand up for it. Champions know how to aim and hit their target. Champions don't back down. Become a role model. Become an example, folks. We must fight against the blessings, blessing blockers that the devil places in our family's path. He just keeps throwing them and hurling them, hurling them, hurling them. And after a while, we just like, oh my goodness. Come on, you got to stand. Come on, you have to stand anyways. Amen. Rally the family. Rally the troops. And you need to battle together. Amen. Folks, church, you and your family can possess all things that Christ died for you to have. You can have it tonight. The devil is a liar. We are more than conquerors. And that makes us champions. Amen. Hallelujah. Only God knows. Hear me tonight, folks. Only God knows what a child gets from hearing their parents pray. Only God knows what a child gets from seeing the family worship together. Only God knows. And I'm encouraging you tonight to be an example. Deuteronomy 4, 9 and 10, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your hearts as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Hallelujah, church. Help your children to avoid the pitfalls and the storms that you have gone through yourself. Amen. Mom, come on. May all who come from behind you be and see you faithful. Amen. Your faithfulness, all those behind you. Amen. Let your children know. Amen. My grandma used to pray. My mom used to pray. Come on. Tell them about those people who are faithful. Amen. If you are the first generation, amen, tell them where God brought you from. Amen. How God has kept you. And He'll keep you, son. He'll keep you, daughter. Come on. In 1 Timothy 6, 12 and 13, fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have confessed so well before many witnesses. Fight, folks, for what you believe in. Amen. What do you believe in tonight? What do you believe in tonight? Believe in family. The sanctity of marriage. Believe in it, folks. That the marriage bed is undefiled. Believe in it, folks. That a marriage is still between a man and a woman. Amen. Believe it, folks. Amen. That a man and a woman should leave father and mother and cleave to one another. Amen. And that two should become one flesh. We believe that a husband ought to love his wife the way Christ loved the church. We believe, folks, that it is easier for a woman to submit to a man who loves the way Christ loves the church. We believe that children ought to obey their parents. We believe that parents should train up a child in the way he should go. And when they grow, they will still remember it. Amen. We believe that single moms and dads should love the Lord and raise their children accordingly. Hallelujah. We believe God still has a plan for you even if you have gone through a divorce and there is life after divorce and you should still fight for your family. We believe that every grandma and grandpa ought to pray for a nurture of their grandkids. We believe that no matter what your family unit consists of, that family matters and we still must fight for our families. Is there anyone? Is there a mother here tonight as we stand in this building? Is there anybody that wants to fight with me and says, I'm going to stand up. Amen. I'm part of the church. I'm part of the mother church. And we're going to fight for what is right.